Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program that introduces you to the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Today's program over News Talk 1310 WBFD is hosted by Lloyd Roach. Bedford County Speaks is heard every Saturday at this time. Now let's join Lloyd for this week's discussion on Bedford County Speaks.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you. Welcome to Bedford County Speaks. Today's program is brought to you as a public service by Destination Delco. Just a few miles to the east of us, you can find the wonders of historic Delaware County and the Brandywine Valley. To learn more, visit DestinationDelco.com. I'll be right back to introduce my guest, Brett Schoenfield, of the Omni Bedford Springs, when Bedford County Speaks continues.
Sometime back, they did a survey and they found that lots of people who lived within a few miles of the Liberty Bell or the Statue of Liberty never visited either place. That happens around here too. Just after the start of the French and Indian War, Bedford County became the gateway to the West with the opening of the Forbes Road, which we now call Route 30. In 1794, President George Washington had to come here to quell the Whiskey Rebellion. By 1913, the first transcontinental road for motor cars, the Lincoln Highway, was dedicated here, and the legendary Bedford Springs Resort still welcomes people from all over the world. With this kind of legacy, why keep it a secret? Spread the word about Bedford County, the history, the charm, and the regal Alleghenies. Bedford County, America's open door to the West.
In case you're wondering why this radio show sounds like we're in a giant room, it's because we are. We're in one of these magnificent meeting rooms here at the Bedford Springs, the Omni Bedford Springs, right down the road from downtown Bedford. And joining us is Brett Schoenfield. And Brett, I've never been to this level of the hotel before, that is on the second and a half floor. So I'll get to see the rest of it. But I want to thank you so much for joining us. You've been a good sport to take a few minutes out of your busy day to do this, and I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, Lloyd. It's a pleasure to be here with you today and give an opportunity to talk a little bit about the Springs.
We are indeed. And I think the best place to start maybe is with you. We know you're the new manager, or relatively new manager. How long have you been here at this particular location?
So I will have made a year on the 4th of August.
You came here obviously from another Omni property, is that correct?
No, actually, this is my first stint with Omni, but I have extensive background in dealing with these historic properties. In fact, a hotel that's now an Omni wasn't then. The Homestead in Hot Springs, Virginia, was associated with it for 12 years. So.
Oh.
I have a lot of experience in dealing with these historic, grand, old properties that require a lot of legacy work, yet at the same time trying to make sure you're meeting the modern convenience of a luxury traveler.
Well, there are not too many left. I know one you mentioned, the Homestead, this one, and maybe the Greenbrier, probably some others around the country, mm-hmm. but they're few and far between where you have the combination of the history and the size. And, of course, the allure of this place. So
I ran into a guest last week who was roaming the hallways looking at all the artwork and the pictures and turned to me and said, "Do you work here?" And I said, "Yes." Explained to her I was the general manager. And she says, "Wow, it's just incredible. You work in a living museum." And, you know, in a lot of ways, she's right.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the living museum. It's got quite a history. We all know that the Bedford County history is old, but Bedford Springs has kind of followed along with it, hasn't it? How did it start?
Wow, where do you want to go back to? The Iroquois Nation and the Tuscarosa tribe that used to come here and lick their wounds after battles? Or, you know, from the time that, the Renaissance man, at a time when it was believed that you could know everything about anything? When Dr. Anderson was here, he was an attorney, he was a doctor, he was a developer. A banker, you know, at one point in time, had the only bank between Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. Just an amazing man, and slowly built the resort on the believed medicinal powers of the waters of the springs that surrounded the area. And that's really how it started, which is not uncommon for a lot of resorts that were in this neck of the woods, if you will. And the Homestead was founded on the healing waters of the hot springs. You've got Pipestem down in West Virginia, the Greenbrier, and the White Sulphur Springs area. So the resorts back in the day really kind of sprung up around these springs and the medicinal belief that the waters held.
Well, that's one thing I've always wanted to ask somebody in your biz is, has there been any scientific evidence that the waters really do what they thought they did?
A lot more now than there ever has been, and it's right. proving that the guys that came before us really knew what they were talking about.
And it's the addition of sulfur to the water, or is that what the mixture is and like that?
I'm not a chemist, but not necessarily.
I never choose to have been a chemist.
It's the chemical composition of the water. And Dr. Anderson, you know, from the magnesia spring to the iron spring, sulfur spring, crystal spring, he knew what the mineral contents were, and you know, put together prescriptions of the water to what your health needs were when you were here at the resort.
I personally believe that there is a great additional advantage to peace and quiet. And I think if you come to a place like this out of a busy city, especially one in the 19th century, and you come into this absolutely idyllic setting in these mountains with the spring water, there's no way you can't get better.
We're situated on 2,200 acres. I mean, we're on a private forest, which is unusual. The resort takes up just a couple of hundred, and its current footprint takes up a couple hundred acres. It's really interesting, Lloyd, of you to note that. It was one of my first impressions in seeing the resort is that it really seems to exist in harmony here, and there's a very centeredness about the resort, a very peacefulness about the resort that you feel almost from the time you're greeted when you drive down the drive.
Our guest today in Bedford County Speaks is Brett Schoenfield, who was the general manager at Omni Bedford Springs. We're learning about this magnificent resort. Sometimes you can have a wonderful place like this right under your nose. You drive past it, or you know about it. Maybe you've lived here all your life, and you've only been here a few times. And before the show's over, we're going to give you some good reasons to come over to this place and see it again if you haven't seen it before. Later on, Brett is going to tell you about some of the new opportunities he has actually created here since he's been here to encourage some of the local people to use the hotel. One of the things I learned when I came here was that famous people have come here since the get-go. Presidents of the United States, kings, queens, princes, princesses. In fact, there's something down in your main lobby, I noticed, being a radio person and being a former shipboard radio telegraph operator, I was particularly interested in the plaque about the radio telegraph, or rather the telegraph message sent between Europe and Bedford Springs.
Mm-hmm.
What happened there? Why was this place chosen?
This was a summer home for the White House, and it just so happened that correspondence occurred at that time when the president was here. It just speaks to the history of, you know, the 229 years that Bedford's been here. It's played a significant role in the history of the United States on many levels.
And the fact that, of course, the White House communications always follows the president, even back then mm-hmm. in the 19th century, they sent this rather remarkable and historic telegraph message. Was it from the Queen of England? I think?
Read right here in Bedford, right here in the Springs.
And it was the first one. So
it was the first one.
As I said, being a communications type, that's very interesting to me that one of the first, I guess the first telegraphic communication between heads of state were done between Bedford County of all places, not Washington or New York or anything like that. So the history of the Springs is profound. We have famous people that have come here. We have the healing waters. So we have a brand new restored facility here, hotel.
You do.
Even though it's old.
You do, we do, yes.
It is new. And when did that restoration take place?
It took place in 2007. Well, it started prior to 2007. The resort reopened in 2007 after being shuttered for, you know, close to 20 years.
20 years? Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it was that long.
Oh, yeah. It's been quite a while.
I know the local folks around here tell me that this hotel coming back was probably the best thing that happened to this region in a long time. Tell me why this kind of a hotel will make that kind of impact.
There's the social impact, the economic impact, the financial impact. We're proud of the fact that we employ, you know, almost 200 associates here at the property. That in turn creates payroll and job opportunities and tax base for the county, the borough, the township. So from a financial standpoint, we feel like we participate at a high level. We also want to be good stewards of the community. You know, through Omni and the brand that Omni is, There's a lot of resources that come to bear on a multitude of levels, from our community stewardship to recruiting. You know, we were talking the other day about the fact that you could come into an entry-level position here in any of the disciplines, and you could find mastery in any of those disciplines, from accounting to marketing to engineering, food and beverage, culinary. Learn it well, develop that skill in that trade, and grow within the company, because Omni believes in promotions from within. Or to take that, if you have a desire to move, and take those skills to any one of the 55 other Omnis across the United States. So to have that in a small community of 5,000 is a significant, to have a world-class resort, golf, spa, culinary, and all of the other programming that we're developing here. It's pretty amazing.
When people come to work here, including the local people, do they have an opportunity to be promoted up within the organization?
Absolutely.
All the hotels nationwide?
Absolutely. I was just thinking of something. Yeah. Have you ever heard of a place called Swartz Creek, Michigan?
No.
Of course you haven't. But it's about the same size as Bedford, PA is. And people know Bedford because of the Omni Bedford Springs.
Sure. So
the other was my hometown.
The other's your hometown. Okay. So we have a Michigander. Is that the right? That's the right word, isn't it? Okay, Michigander. And our Michigander today, at least our official Michigander today, is Brett Schoenfield, who is the general manager of the Omni Bedford Springs, where we have the pleasure of speaking with Brett today about this magnificent property. You said, and I wrote this down, I couldn't believe it, you said 2,200 acres?
Yes, we're on a private forest here. I think that was one of the first ahas I had when I took the job, was I wasn't just running a resort. I'm running a forest with a world-class resort plopped down on it. We've got to do everything we can to make sure that we're managing the forest in a healthy way. And so I can tell you all about making beds and cooking eggs and moving cars. This is a new endeavor for me, is to learn more about how we can be good stewards of the land here and to leave the legacy for the generations to come with something here that's meaningful. And that hasn't always been the case here with previous ownership, for, I'm sure, good reason. But we want to make sure that we protect it into the future and do it in a meaningful way.
What kind of a guest you get? I mean, I see people arrive here at the airport. I see that people, you know, come up in cars with out-of-state plates. Is there any particular place they're coming from? The D.C. area or everywhere?
Yeah, we focus on the major markets. It's one of the beautiful things about Bedford. You know, you can look to Philadelphia, Washington, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Northern Virginia, D.C. area. We have a real opportunity to draw from a lot of major metropolitan centers. I'll give you an example why that's important, that diversity is important. I worked at a resort in Colorado, and everything was focused on Denver.
Right.
Everybody was trying to pull more people out of Denver. Well, there's only so much of the pie that can be shared. So when you look around the playing field here and see that we could be drawing groups from Harrisburg, you could be drawing a group from the inner harbor of Baltimore, to something from downtown Washington, to something on the outskirts of Pittsburgh. We have a great diversity and variety of different areas in which we can pull business from.
Well, this is the thing that makes the East Coast different, because I worked in Chicago, Illinois for a while, and I remember part of the little arrogant comment they made was, you go to Chicago, turn left, and next stop is Los Angeles. Meaning, of course, there was nothing in between.
Right.
That's like that drawing I have of New York City, where there's Manhattan and then the rest of the country. So that is not the case in Bedford. Straight in my mind yet. Our guest is Brett Schoenfield, who is the general manager of the Omni Bedford Springs. And we're here at the Springs today to talk to Brett. And when we come back, we're going to learn about some of the things that he is currently doing with his magnificent staff to make this place even better. And remember that this program today is brought to you by DestinationDelco.com. To learn more about the wonders of Delaware County and the Brandywine Valley, visit DestinationDelco.com. And we'll be back right after this.
DestinationDelco.com, a new way to experience Delaware County. Destination Delco, from Philly to the Brandywine, we have the Crossroads, Riverside, Main Streets, Main Line, and the Brandywine. 5 different ways to experience Delaware County. Check us out at DestinationDelco.com. Be sure to listen to Bedford County Speaks Saturdays at 8:30 a.m. just before Rush on News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Now, let's head back to today's Bedford County Speaks.
We have returned to the Anderson Room of the Omni Bedford Springs Hotel, and our guest today is General Manager Brett Schoenfield of the Omni Bedford Springs. Okay, so we talked a little bit about the history of the facility. This is today, this is here and now, this is the summer of 2015. You've got a couple of things going on that are pretty major, not the least of which you're going to have some local access to the town of Bedford. Tell me a little bit about that. You have a trail coming.
Yeah, so the Heritage Trust has worked on building a trail that would connect downtown Bedford to the springs, and we couldn't be more thrilled about it. Trail should be completed by the end of September with a grand opening with the first weekend of fall foliage.
So how's it going to work? They're going to be able to come up, I guess, Richard Street and then enter the trail at some point, walk past the Elks, and then go across, I understand, a brand new bridge.
There's actually two bridges back there, Lloyd, yeah. The two bridges will cover, get you over Schober's Run, and then we'll put you right at the entrance to our mill, is where the trailhead will be. And then at that point in time, you can turn around and walk back into town, or you can come across the street and come in and enjoy the springs.
Will you be able to ride your bike on the trail?
Yes, you can. Just as I understand it, there won't be anything motorized, but if you want to ride your bike, hike, walk, yeah.
Now, the trail, would seem to me, would give some interesting access to the mill, since presently you can only drive past and look at it, and now if you walk, you'll be able to walk right in front of it, will you not?
Yeah, you'll be quartering it as you're as you're walking past it, yeah.
And the mill is one of the historic structures on the property.
This absolutely is.
From the get-go.
Yeah, it's called a mill because originally it was a grist mill, but once the mill closed up and they rerouted Schober's Run, it's been a variety of different things. So it's been closed for a number of years. It's been storage for us. We're really excited to be opening that up and to be sharing it with the community. We've got three events. It's a 2,300 square foot mill. We've cleaned up the inside of it, and we'll do whatever with it based on what our guests want to do with it. We've turned it into a function area. So
really?
Whether you're a local or someone who's coming to enjoy the springs from somewhere else, the facility is going to be there to use. So we put on a beautiful lawn. It's right on Schober's Run. We're going to continue to add and upgrade and enhance the facility. But we'll open it to the public for the first time on the 6th of August with one of the first of our three Music at the Mill in a concert series. So we open with Jazz in Your Face. On the 20th, we've got Velveeta. And on the 27th, we've got the Altoona Symphony Orchestra coming down. So we want to, we're real proud of the space. We want to celebrate it in a meaningful way, and we're going to do that with a community concert.
Is the building going to be able to be used for things like if you wanted to have a meeting on a summer day in the mill, could you do that? Or is it that kind of a building yet? Or
absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a very primitive. I mean, it's just a shell of a building.
Sure.
So depending on
what
you
mill.
Yeah, it's a mill. So depending on what you wanted to do down there, we would have to make the necessary provisions to accommodate that, but that's no problem. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty exciting.
So a hoedown, a concert,
really?
a function, a wedding. Whatever you want to do. It's a beautiful spot.
Well, not only is it a beautiful spot, but it's really a reflection of the historic heritage of this whole area. I mean, you've got an extant building that is still there from the get-go of the county, and you've had the sensitivity to not only restore it, but use it. It always distresses me when they restore an old building and then put plywood all over it and close it up.
Right.
And so you're going to use it. This is going to be terrific.
Yeah, and we this is phase one. We went in and fixed it up, got it usable, and as we start to understand how our guests and those in the local community respond to it and want to see it function, we'll continue to grow it through an investment of enhancing the building and putting more facilities down there as it gets more use.
Well, the Heritage Trust trail go right in front of the building? Is that where it goes?
No, it quarters the building. It's actually on the other side of the Schober's Run.
I see.
Yeah, we're on.
You can walk to
we're
it.
On the west side. They're on the east side. Yeah, they could walk back to it. Absolutely. Yeah, the trailhead and the road to the mill are at the same place off of Sweet Route.
Gotcha.
They come. They converge right at Sweet Route.
Because the original road to this place, I guess, went right past the mill.
It
originally.
Did.
Yeah.
220. Right. You can actually, if you step back away from it, you can see on the corner of the building where it's been hit over a number of times, because the road. If you see an old. An old postcard, you'll see actually how close the 220 was to the edge of that building.
I see.
Yeah.
So maybe one of the patrons was doing a little bit more than drinking the water as he was.
Who knows? They weren't texting back then, I'm sure.
Right. Our guest is Brett Schoenfield, who is the GM of the Omni Bedford Springs, and we're talking about the things that are going on here at the Springs. So this summer, I guess, and this fall, you have your usual events, but I'm not sure what your usual events are. So fill me in a little bit about that. What happens in the late summer and fall here?
Yeah, so we have a wonderful team of associates and great creative leaders. You know, my job as the general manager is to distill that into something meaningful that we can then translate and sell to our guests. So what we've worked on most of the winter was immersive and transformative programming. Something that had you feeling like you learned something or left the property smarter, better than when you got here. So whether it's a cooking class where you're in the garden with our chef and you're picking some of the fresh vegetables that have been vegetables or fruit that were planted this year, and taking that harvest and going into the kitchen, having a cooking class, or maybe participating in one of our canning classes.
That's canning, really?
Learning how to can, that's a big deal right now. People are revisiting that. Or if it's you know, participating with our beehives. We have a bee apiary on property now. We've got over 80,000 bees. We just produced 20 pounds of honey with another 20 coming. And it's wonderful. To all of the different craft beer dinners, wine dinners, spa events. This fall we'll have a Be Well Weekend, 9, 10, 11, 12 of September. That's coming up. That should be real exciting. And then we've got some things that are on the drawing board for fall foliage that we'll do on those two Saturdays in October. So there's always something going on here, and that's the idea, is to keep it meaningful, keep it relevant, keep it interesting, so that when people come back, they know that there's if they choose to, that there are different and unique activities that they can immerse themselves in or interact with others along the way. But you look at the organizations that are in town, from Betty Slayton in the BCDA, right. Dennis Tice, Visitor Bureau, Kelly Slater with the Chamber of Commerce, and right. Tanya Grimes with the DBI, you know, Barbara with the Borough. I mean, there are some real strong community leaders here that have worked very, very hard to preserve, protect the integrity of the borough, and we've been the benefactors of that as well.
When you have a convention here, for example, and I think you're going to have the Pennsylvania Bar Association, I think, is coming here. I know a lot of lawyers, so they're going to probably be here. What happens when a convention comes here? What are they greeted with? Not just the building itself, but what do you do if you come here with a convention?
You know, those are labels we put on people when they walk through the door, right? You're either a leisure guest or you're a convention guest. But bottom line is, once you walk in the door, you have the same expectations as anyone else. Your purpose or need to be here may be different, but you have expectations of service, quality of product, food, the culinary experience, service. Right. So, once you come in the door, it doesn't matter who you are, you're going to get treated the same way.
And you have three restaurants here, is that correct?
We have three, yeah.
Three?
Mm-hmm.
And are they at different
Soon to
levels?
Be another, yeah.
And well, another one? What's happening?
Yeah, well, we're working on a clubhouse. You know, the property's without a clubhouse since it reopened in 2007, and our hope is that by next year that we'll break ground on a clubhouse, which would include a 60-seat restaurant.
I see. This is for the golfers only? Or?
Oh, no. It'll be open to the public. You know, we'd like to attract the golfers, but no, it'd be open to the public, as all of our facility is.
We just have a few minutes left, and I want to take you into a subject which I think is very germane today, and that is the people that live in the county of Bedford and the town of Bedford. Over the years, I've seen a lot of change occur at this, and I see a very welcoming place for the local people that want to come here. And The three restaurants are probably the number one idea. I mean, if everybody's always looking for a place to go out to dinner. Tell me about the three restaurants. Are there three levels? Is that how it works? Or is it, are they different? Or tell me about them. How do they work?
Oh, they're all very different from their culinary concepts to their interiors. The Frontier is very casual, available for lunch and dinner. 1796 would be our signature restaurant with the you know, prime cuts of meat being the focus. Mm-hmm. And then we've got the Crystal Room, which is open for breakfast and dinner, featuring more American style cuisine.
So you can kind of come here on based on kind of the mood you're in at the moment. So you've got three different choices, and I know, is the 1796 room the pub? Is that what they refer to as the pub?
That'd be the tavern.
The tavern.
Frontier Tavern,
it's called
yeah.
the Frontier Tavern. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's the casual dining.
Right.
Do you have to get dressed up to come here?
No. No, of course you don't.
Well, I mean, you have to be. Some people feel they
resort have casual.
To. Yeah.
You know, we'd like you to have a collared shirt on, but
right.
It's 91 degrees out. I'd like to be in a pair of shorts today.
Okay. No, well, you know, because in terms of participating and maybe patronizing the Springs, the restaurants are kind of the gateway where they can come in and see what's going on. And one final thing I want to mention, you said you're encouraging people to have weddings, proms, this kind of nature. How do we do that here?
We've got a staff in our catering and sales department that can help you with all of those needs. You just pick up the phone, call in, tell them what you're looking for, and Dana Picaro and her staff in convention services, Brian Stifler and his staff in catering can help put together any type of an event that you might have, from a birthday celebration to a family reunion. You know what? Wow, there's a great one, right?
So you can do a small.
Oh, yeah. Here's a good one. Have a family reunion at the mill now. That wasn't something that you could ever do before. What
right.
a great place to do
yeah.
that. Down by the river, the kids can fish, place to throw frisbees, set up some picnics.
Without breaking anything.
Oh, yeah, and just have the whole place. You know, the nice thing is that while you're part of the resort, it feels like you're sequestered, like you're in your own little space over there. So, yeah, we want to be inclusive. I've said that from the time that I've got here. It's about abundance and sharing, and this is not my resort. It's our resort, and we want to do everything we can to be a part of Bedford. So come on out, have a drink, come out when you have family in, bring them over and share. I'm sure you are as proud of the resort as I am, and share the history, go on a history tour, come in for a cooking class when we offer those. Just come over and, you know, and enjoy the place. We'd love to have you.
Well, there you have the official invitation from the general manager.
Yeah, come
so
on over.
There is no reason why you shouldn't be coming. Anything we missed here, Brett?
You know, this facility's been here for a long, long time. It reopened in 2007. I would have to say that the right thing to say is that the team here has an enormous amount of pride and passion for what they do. And you should all be proud when you travel out and you hear people talk about Bedford, of the people that are on the floor on a day-in, day-out basis that are dealing with our guests in forward-facing positions and cleaning dishes and doing all the stuff that, you know, doesn't look real sexy to make that happen. And we've just got a great team, and you should be proud of the way that they represent the Springs and the way they represent Bedford.
I will make one personal comment on the way in here today. I am always astonished at just how friendly your attendants are when you roll your car.
And amazingly friendly.
Well, I mean, the
number one in the company.
Front line, number one. And if they don't like your parking attendants, the whole experience is going to be marred. Right. So obviously these folks are well tutored to that. But they really are. Every time I've come here, I felt like a million bucks when I get out of my car. And that's really a tribute to what you're doing here.
Yeah, and it's genuine and it's sincere.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Brett, and I want to thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today. We've had a lot of fun coming to the Springs. Of course, it's always fun to come to the Springs, and thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. You're welcome anytime.
Our guest has been Brett Schoenfield, the general manager of the Omni Bedford Springs, and Bedford County Speaks was brought to you today by DestinationDelco.com. To learn more about the wonders of Delaware County and the Brandywine Valley, visit DestinationDelco.com. See you again next Saturday right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. Until then, have a great weekend. This is Lloyd Roach.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks. Listen each Saturday beginning at 8:30 to hear about the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is a presentation of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310 WBFD. Thanks for listening.